Hey friends, and welcome back to the NuGet 101 series. I'm Chris, and today we're going to learn how to create a NuGet package with Visual Studio and then publish it to NuGet.org. To follow along, you will need Visual Studio installed with a .NET Core workload. To get the latest version of Visual Studio, check out the links in the description. Otherwise, let's get started. So you may recall from the What is NuGet video that packages can generally be considered compiled libraries packed together with descriptive metadata into a nice shareable unit. So to start off this tutorial, we're going to focus on the first component and build a simple library from scratch. To do that, let's fire up Visual Studio. I'm going to go to create a new project and then search for .NET Core class library. That's a kind of library we're building. Make sure that you get the C# version, and then hit Next. We're going to name our project AppLogger, and you'll see why in just a minute, and then hit Enter. Now Visual Studio is going to generate an empty template of a class library for us. All right. Now I'm going to paste in a really simple class I've already built. All it is a logger class with a single log method. All that log method's going to do is print to the console whatever text is passed to it. It's not the most sophisticated library in the world, but for this tutorial, it'll get the job done. So now that we've completed the first component of our NuGet package and we've built the simple library, it's time for us to switch our focus to the second component. That's right, the descriptive metadata. Now, the metadata is really going to define our package. So to access the project metadata, let's go to Project, and then AppLogger Properties. And we'll go straight to the Package tab, since that's what we're interested in. And this is the package metadata. You'll see that there's already a few default values filled in for us, but we can do a little better than that. So I'm going to walk through some of the most important metadata elements so that we can practice filling them in. So let's start with the package ID. The package ID has to be unique, otherwise it may conflict with existing packages on NuGet.org. A really common convention is something like company.product.feature. So I'll go with contoso.util.applogger, but you don't have to follow that convention as long as it's unique. Now for version. So this is indeed the first version of our AppLogger library, so we'll stick with 1.0.0, but you can learn more about versioning strategies in the NuGet documentation. Now, the author field is typically meant for the publishing entity of the package. So that could be your name if you're an individual publishing this, or it could be your company if you're doing it for a company. So I'll put in Contoso. And we can keep the company field the exact same. All right, now product is meant for the pretty name of our package. So in this case, that's AppLogger for us, something a little more recognizable or memorable than the full package ID. So description is a very useful field to have because it's one of the most prominent fields that'll be displayed whenever someone is searching for your package. It's probably the first thing anyone will look at to figure out what your package is and what it does. So while we want to be descriptive, we also want to keep it short and sweet. So I'll go with something like library to log text to console. Okay. The next field I want to talk about is licensing. Now it's incredibly important that you specify a license for your package. Otherwise, almost nobody will be able to use it, because it's unclear if there's any restrictions associated with its use. For this project, I'm going to put in an MIT license, which is a very permissive, very common license that just about anybody can use. Now, for any serious project, I would likely have a repository set up, one that's hosting my source code and documentation. If you have that, it's very useful to include a link to that. I'll paste in something to show you what that looks like, so that people can go to that link to learn more about your package and learn how to use it. Now, the last field I want to talk about is tags. tags can significantly help with the discoverability of your package. You want to make sure you include any terms that someone might be searching for to find it. So in this case, I'm going to put in logging, logger, logs, and text. That should be sufficient. So these are just the most important metadata fields in my view, but there are other really nice ones to have. If you can, you always want to include an icon to help visually differentiate your package. It's also very nice to include release notes whenever you're creating updates of your package so people can tell what's new, you know, what's changed. And with that, we've officially completed both the first component of our package, the simple library, and the second component, the descriptive metadata. So now it looks like we're ready to generate the package. There's a couple ways we can do that. If we want to do it automatically without having to worry about it, we can select generate NuGet package on build. What that means is that every time we build our project, it's going to generate a new NuGet package. Or if we want to do it manually, we can go to build up top and then go to pack app logger, which since I just need to do this once, that's what I'm going to go ahead and do. Awesome. So you can see in the output that we've officially generated a NuGet package. It's the file that ends with the .nupkeg extension. So we've created our package. We're ready for the next phase of publishing. There's a couple ways we can do that too, but I think the easiest and fastest way is to go ahead and copy this full path to our package. Make sure that we're not including the little end quotes at the end. And then we're going to go to NuGet.org, make sure that you're logged in, and head to upload. And go to browse. Now we could look around to try to find our package, or because we were smart and we copied the full path to it, we can just paste that right into the little file name box and click open. And it'll find it instantly. Now before we complete the upload, we want to verify all of this information because once you upload a package to NuGet.org, you cannot delete it or edit it. So everything looks good to me. I'm going to go ahead and submit the package. So I'm going to click submit. So now that we've submitted the package, it has to undergo a little bit of validation and indexing before you'll be able to find it on NuGet.org. But within a few minutes to an hour, you or anybody else will be able to download your package and use it in their projects. So to recap, we learned how to create a very simple class library, how to fill out our descriptive metadata using strong metadata practices, how to pack the two together and generate a NuGet package, and then ultimately how to upload that to NuGet.org to become official published package authors. So in the next video, we're going to learn how to create a NuGet package using the .NET CLI and then publish that again to NuGet.org. So, thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.